So I'm here with Davo after a 3-0 away defeat in the league to Potters Bar. Davo, obviously you've just come away from Royston and Rushden and Diamonds. You must have thought coming to Potters Bar wasn't going to be an easy game, but you must have thought you had half a chance of taking something out of the game, especially looking at some of the positives from the last two.
Yeah, we did. We certainly did. Today's more disappointing than any of the more recent games' defeats. We didn't really turn up today. I've got no excuse for what happened. We didn't perform. Sloppy first half, couple of bad goals we conceded, which put them 2-0 up at half time. You know, you're staring down a difficult game, and then started brightly second half, and then they scored a third and the game was dead. So no, can't defend the lads today. I come on here constantly defending. We've just had a long chat in the changing rooms and laid it on the line. You know, there's something going wrong somewhere. We can be brilliant one day, horrendous the next day, and at the moment we're on the end of a couple of horrendous performances. So it needs to be fixed one way or another. So hopefully we can turn it around.
And I know you say obviously you can't defend the lads and there's no excuses, but you know, you just come away from Royston and you had an away trip to Rushden and Diamonds. You had another away trip today. It looked a bit sort of lackadaisical in the first half, a little bit sloppy. It looked a bit flat. There didn't really seem to be a tempo. Do you think it's maybe the travel and the away days?
Yeah, it could be. I've had 5 games in a row now away from home. 4 of them have been really long trips. So maybe there's a bit of tiredness in there. You know, we've got a few players that have been coming back from injury that are struggling for, I don't know, someone's just shot our 3 points down the tubes there. I don't know what that was. We've got some long journeys that we've been doing, and maybe there is some tiredness, and like I say, some players are struggling for fitness at the moment. But yeah, that could be a reason.
How do you prepare for Hanwell on Tuesday? You're off the back of 4 or 5 defeats. You go into your first home game, as you say, for 5 games. What's going through your mind now in terms of how you look to prepare, and I suppose more importantly, what's going on in the players' minds? As you said, you just had a chat with them as well.
Well, hopefully they're going to think long and hard about what they're doing at the moment, because at the moment something's wrong. And they need to have a long, hard look at what they're doing. Are they doing everything they can possibly do? Or we just said to them, is it us what we're saying to them? Is it how we're preparing? Yeah, we like to think, and I'm confident that we're doing everything that we can possibly do to put a good team on the pitch, or as good a team as we can possibly do with the resources that we've got. Unfortunately, we have to put players that are lacking in experience and know-how, and they can't seem to produce week in, week out, which is what the good players do. We've got some potentially half-decent players, but at the moment they are a bit raw and they're not able to do it week in, week out, which is not good enough. They need to churn out performances week in, week out, which is what the good players do and the good teams do. And we can be brilliant one day. You know, it seems like, I think Kev Smith said, it seems like about 3 seasons ago, we were playing Chalfont and playing them off the pitch, and now here we are, you know, 3 weeks later, is it? And we've just been humbled by a hard-working Potters Bar team. Simple as that. They weren't world beaters, and we made them look very good.
And let me take a chance on this, so let me be bold and ask a direct question. Do you think the players are letting you down at the moment?
That's a difficult one for me to answer. You know, they need to answer that for themselves. They don't normally come out and say they've you know, sorry Gaffer, I've let you down today. I know I would if I was a player. I've done it time and time again as a player. If I feel I've let the manager down, even if I don't massively think I have, I still do. But something's wrong somewhere. Everything about what we do is as professional as we can possibly make it within the dressing room. I wouldn't say that we've got everything right off of the pitch, but it's not for the want of trying on the chairman's behalf, but we certainly haven't got everything right off the pitch. You've only got to look at Rushden on Tuesday to see how clubs run properly off the pitch, and that, you know, I'm not saying we've got loads of money, but they've certainly got a lot of commercial know-how and stuff that they're doing off the pitch. And I like to think there's someone somewhere within Fleet who can think, well, you know, look at this, what they're doing. They've got a very young team. They've got a youth team that was rock bottom 2 years ago that are now top of the league. And that's absolutely fantastic. And I take massive pride in that, and so should all of us as a club. We've got a youth setup that's fantastic. We've got 8 or 9 players in the squad every week that are under the age of 19. Something to be proud of, and it's a story that I personally would get behind if I was a business or someone wanting to back a club with some money and some help. I certainly would get behind this club because, yeah, it's a lovely club, lovely people. We do things the right way, and hopefully someone can help us with that.
And as an observer, obviously I appreciate what you've said today, and I appreciate that probably in your position I'd be as disappointed as you are. However, as I say, as an observer, there's a long way to go, right, between now and the end of the season. There's a long way to go. There's a lot of games to be played. There's a lot of football to be played, and surely this is just a minor blip in what will pan out to be a long season.
Yeah, sure. We've played, 11 games. We've got 9 points. If we win on Tuesday, we're a point per game again, which is not a bad ratio. It'll get you sort of middle of the table, you know, lower middle of the table. So, you know, it's not all doom and gloom. It feels it because we've lost 5 games in a row. But most of them have been very, very tough games. Today is the disappointment, really. But I think I feel like it's come as on the back of all the defeats we've had, and it's difficult to change that. But hopefully we can do that on Tuesday. We've got Hamwell, who haven't won away from home yet. You know, they've got some good players. We've got some intel on them, so we know what they'll be doing. But they haven't won away from home, and we've been excellent at home, apart from Northwood last time we played. So, you know, let's hope Tuesday's the day where we can turn it around. We're usually good at home on a Tuesday, so fingers crossed.
And how do you prepare for that mentally yourself as well? You know, player manager, you've not only got to get your players up for the game, but you've got to get yourself up for the game, and you've got to plan that through. So what's going to go through your mind now, between now and Tuesday?
Well, I'll be planning with the staff on the team that we're going to select. It's all up in the air, really. It's anyone's shirt to take at the moment, so we'll decide on the team that we're going to select. Me personally, I'm going to need to rest up. I've been carrying some bits and pieces of niggles and stuff, so hopefully I can get myself right as well. I've got bits and pieces going on at home, which makes it difficult as well, but you know, hopefully I can get myself right and get the team right, and the team can cheer everyone up with a good performance and a positive result on Tuesday.
Well, let's hope that happens. Let's hope you take Hamwell, obviously, back to Fleet. You've had some good performances there. So let's hope you have another solid performance on Tuesday. Disappointment for today and commiserations for today, but wish you the best of luck for Tuesday.
Cheers, mate.